I'm Olivia Coe. I'm an artist. I was born and I live in Melbourne currently. And I studied a Bachelor of Fine Art in Photography at the BCA. And then I went on to do my honours year at Monash University, both in Melbourne.
You're here in Sydney for an installation, for an exhibition actually. So can you just explain to us what that exhibition is and how that's linked to your work?
Yeah, so I applied to receive a travelling scholarship through NAVA from the Friedman Foundation. They award 4 or 5 people a year $5,000 to aid with their study or plan a research trip overseas. So travel is like central to the program. So part of that program is putting on a show before you leave and when you arrive. So it's a group exhibition at the University of New South Wales Gallery. And so I was in a group show there. Yeah.
And this is an ongoing exhibition that's running throughout the month, correct?
Yeah, it goes for 2 more weeks. I think it finishes on the 5th of November.
Yeah. And the work that you're showing right now at the galleries is a video piece. So is that reflective of your work practice? And maybe you can talk a bit more about your work practice, your artistic practice.
Yeah, so I exhibited a video, a single channel video called And If That Were Your Name, which I made this year and is sort of focusing on Australian history, particularly the story of an Aboriginal Tasmanian man who lived in the 19th century. So it's a kind of speculation on the story surrounding his death and burial, and I guess it's a sort of shift in my work from considering the Philippines and different people there, and it looks more closely at Australia, particularly Melbourne, and a trip I made to Tasmania. So looking at sort of a culture that I have grown up with.
It's interesting to see your work because I feel like you're investigating stories and then maybe responding to stories. Mm. And in a way, I feel that that's something that you've done with two of your works that were linked or about the Philippines without you even having traveled or even been to the Philippines. So can you tell us about what made you interested in the Philippines?
It's a bit of a tendentious link. Like, I was trying to sort of justify why I was going to, like, talk about the Philippines, but I'm not Filipino. I guess with art, I approach art making quite intuitively, and so I've gravitated towards certain subject matters, and now I'm trying to think about why, for example, how bodies have been described in anthropology, particularly I was looking at a group of people called the Tausug in the southern Philippines, so they're part of a Moro ethnic group, and just trying to reflect on my parents both being economic immigrants to Australia and how that's shaped my understanding of identities.
Where did they migrate from, if I can ask?
Yeah, my mum's from England and my dad's from Malaysia and he's Chinese, so Chinese-Malaysian.
Yeah.
And so I guess I'm sensitive to how people are portrayed when they are not, they don't fit into a uniform category or something like that.
So these ideas and these questions were manifested in two specific projects that are about the Philippines, which is Bugtong Bugtong, and the other one is Illness, Death, and Burial in the Southern Philippines, with special reference to the Tausug. Number two. So, I mean, it makes me think, what happened to number one? And it also makes me think, it's interesting. People, I mean, the idea of death and burial and anthropology, understand where you might think that might be a sensitive issue. Maybe you can just explain a bit more about those connections?
Yeah, I made those works during my honours year. I think they link up in terms of, they kind of gravitate towards the idea of a body or bodies that are dead, so they're unmoving, but how language is sort of articulating their animation or how they were in a past tense. So both the titles are kind of indicative of my approach. It's actually meant to be Bugtong is a Tagalog, I always say that wrong, Tagalog
yeah.
riddle.
Yeah.
And the other one is the title of a document written by a Jesuit anthropologist in 1967. So I was looking at the way he had collated like 300 years of anthropology or documents relating to burial and different customs in the southern Philippines, and how he'd collated that into like one PDF, or you know, that I can access. And so I guess the research is pretty superficial, but it kind of still plays with that surface level of meaning, like what is this introduction to foreign custom. So like with a riddle, it doesn't provide any answers, but it's about the movement of the language. An example I have of the Bugtong riddles is, which are often practiced at a wake or a funeral in some groups, is a deep well full of knives, and so that's a mouth. And so these are kind of like learnt customs, but it is, I guess there's a universal quality to the way that, like, you know, language can be imagined to get two things and put them together and make another thing that's relatable. It's quite a like a play, but yeah.
Yeah. Let's keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Considering that you said that you consider this research a bit superficial, maybe, or you're touching the surface.
Mm.
But at the same time, I feel like artistic practice is a way of researching and a way of exploring new questions. And maybe what's interesting, specifically at this point in, you know, your artistic practice, is that you're actually now traveling. You're going to be traveling to the Philippines to undertake a residency at Green Papaya in Manila.
Mm.
And Green Papaya is actually one of, or if not the longest running Philippine artist-run art space or creative platform in the Philippines. So I wonder how you see this as an opportunity to maybe continue this research.
I think it's sort of pretty important for me to travel to this place that I've kind of projected onto or speculated about or imagined. And I would like to engage with people working there, artists in the local community. I've been in touch with Merv Spina and Roberto Roldan and a few other people, and I think it's, I mean, I'm not really sure, but it would be great. They seem to have a very community-based approach. Although they travel internationally and everything, I think it'd be great for me as a foreigner to go there and kind of live out these, sort of test the implications of what I'm doing. Like, see, you know, by taking myself there and interacting with real people, not just, like, people that are documented. But, yeah.
And what is it exactly that you've proposed? Or what are the specific ideas that you have for the residency?
I proposed to make a video work which has a title Run Through a Poem by Jack Spicer. So I was kind of interested in enacting these really specific theories that this Californian poet had in a space that had been colonised for hundreds of years. So I'm not sure that the work would be politically correct, but yeah, I would like to commission specifically call centre workers from the Philippines, as Australia has a lot of involvement in like offshore call centre like work, so outsourcing to the Philippines, and how this poet relates to ideas of others or outsiders. So asking people to recite his poems and seeing how some of his theories could be enacted in speech.
So
it's quite
this,
convoluted. Yeah.
It is a bit complex too and very layered. Would this manifest itself in a video installation, which is something that you're usually a medium that you're dealing with?
Yes, I'd like to make a video that was kind of, what I do is like I gather footage of usually outdoor spaces where I'm moving through a space, and so I find that, you know, making these short clips is a way of thinking about a body in space and transitioning into like a foreign environment. And I would like to make a video that combined these interviews, so had people visible speaking with spaces in Manila, urban spaces and retail spaces, and sort of just seeing how that could make a kind of fractured narrative of poetry. I was thinking about in video installations how they relate to poetry and how words are kind of taken from spaces and repositioned. And so, yeah, hopefully I would make a video work that was installed in a specific way in a gallery.
Great. Looking forward. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.